branding, experience, conversation, promotion, powerful marketing, empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the internet show all about small business marketing. Jay Arrett hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power to the small business.
Welcome, seekers of marketing truth. It's a great day to cut through the hype, and that's what we shall do in this episode, number 61, by the way, of the internet show for you, the entrepreneur, the backbone of our economy. And have I got some intriguing stuff for you in this episode, but first, the legals. My name is Jay Arrett, marketing coach and consultant. I help businesses build marketing plans and turn entrepreneurs into marketers from my intergalactic home base in Waco, Texas. My company is The Marketing Spot, located on the internet at themarketingspot.com. Show notes and links from this episode, as well as the archive of all past episodes, can be found at powertothesmallbusiness.com. And that's where you can also subscribe to the show in iTunes. So here's what's in store for you in this episode: real, actual, verifiable data, and a formula to boot on how social media can affect sales. I know, no hype, right? What am I thinking? My guest is Stephen Westner of the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse Small Business Development Center. He's author of The Small Business Owner's Handbook to Search Engine Optimization and the upcoming book, Increase Online Sales Through Viral Social Networking. And you know why he wrote that book? Because he did it. Imagine that, real life experience in social media marketing. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs are out there wondering, should I get involved with social media? Or you already are and wondering, is it worth it? The thing is that most small businesses using social media see little to no results from their social media marketing. There are several reasons for that, but the primary reason is they just don't know how to do it right. But now there's research to tell us how to do it right. So let's find out how you can actually drive sales with social media marketing. And joining me on the Skype line is Stephen Westner of the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse Small Business Development Center. He's also author of the book, The Small Business Owner's Handbook to Search Engine Optimization, and quoted, by the way, in the July-August edition of Inc. magazine. And he's got a new book coming out this December called Increase Online Sales Through Viral Social Networking. Please welcome Stephen Westner. Hey, Stephen, thanks for being on the big show.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, it's interesting how I came across you, and we have spoken during the last couple of weeks about your new book, but I saw an interview with you in a small newspaper, and because you were wondering how I found you, but that's the power of Google Alerts, because I think it was a Google Alert that brought you to my attention, but I'm glad it did, because the story was very interesting about a little experiment you tried. I guess when you released your last book, you decided to check out, to research just how effective social media was in driving sales. And so I said, wow, somebody's actually taken the time to do this. What made you think to do that? Were you already thinking ahead to your next book?
You know, kind of yes and no. I mean, I kind of like to experiment with certain things. And as you know, being in business, I mean, social networking was getting all this press and it was becoming this big buzzwordy thing. And you know, just working with small business owners, hearing these questions, you know, does it make sense for, you know, me to try to promote my business, you know, with Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn? And I thought, well, and it just kind of coincidentally synced up with a relatively large research project that I was doing on campus. And so I thought, you know, this could be kind of a nice blend here of, you know, needing to promote my first book and also collecting some good data that might have some research value in the future, and maybe it'll lead to a future book. I don't know. But so I decided to kind of put my money where my mouth was and test it, and collected some really great data and, you know, proved some good theories. And I'm all about practical and tactical results. And so I was able to collect all that stuff over about a 7-month process and found some very interesting things that that really work.
So the basic question you tried to answer, or what seemed you tried to answer, was, does a business's involvement in stuff like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, could that not only just increase traffic to a website, but actually result in increased sales? So go ahead, answer the question. Can a business really get business sales from social media activity?
That, I think, is the fundamental question. And yes, absolutely, a business can receive increased traffic. You know, in my study and with other business owners and a small business website that I launched, traffic increased by 23%. And sales, the conversion rate, typical conversion rate for a business website is about 2 to 4% of unique visitors will actually buy something. And when that traffic came from a social networking site, i.e., the traffic came from, Facebook or somebody clicked on a link in Twitter and they came to the website, because of that relationship, the conversion rate was no longer 2 to 4%. It was actually 22%, which is a 500% increase. And so, wow, I was thrilled to see that traffic measurably goes up and sales measurably go up.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that since you brought that statistic up. How do you get people then? How do you lead or prompt your social media traffic to make purchases and to have such a high conversion rate?
You know, it does take time, and there is a recipe that I found through trial and error over that 7 months, because, you know, if you're not careful, what a person can do, the temptation is to turn their social network into a selling free-for-all. So it's you have to be very, very careful to use a mix of both kind of life or professional-oriented posts, meaning, you know, things that are going on in your life, your professional life and so forth, are not sales-oriented. They have nothing to do with the products or services that you represent. It's just kind of casual things that are going on in Jay's life. And doing at least 6 of those types of posts to every 1 service or product-related post. So that 6-to-1 ratio, and generally making 2 posts a day. So theoretically, if you follow that recipe, you'd make 2 posts a day. So every third day, essentially, you're putting something out there that's, you know, service or product related, with a link to your website or highlighting a product page on your website, that type of thing. And so following that recipe is very, very important, because, you know, I kind of settled in on the 6-to-1 because I did things that were more aggressive, I did things that were less aggressive, and really found that sweet spot was 6-to-1.
So you say you posted twice per day. What were the different social media channels that you were using?
I specifically used Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. I limited it only to those 3 because those 3 are the 3 biggest. Facebook is certainly the fastest growing. Twitter, and each of them have, you know, slightly different demographics. But those are the main 3. Now, I mean, there's obviously many, many more than that. I think there's about 900 to choose from. So those 3 are really the largest.
Now, you said you did 2 posts per day. 2 per day on each? Were they the same post, different posts? How did that work?
Yeah, I did 2 posts per day, and then I did use, typically I use the same content, you know, the same post on Facebook that I used on Twitter, that I used on LinkedIn. Now, and I did some testing with that as well, because, you know, I've received some kind of backlash. So, because when I made more casual posts on Twitter, like, for example, talking about the types of music that I was listening to, you know, at that particular moment of the day, I put that on Twitter, but I also extended that into LinkedIn, and then I received some backlash from that. You know, the LinkedIn audience wants things that are more professional-oriented because of the demographic. Mm-hmm. And so I learned some things through that process. I describe it in the book, how to not make that same mistake. I adjusted my strategy, and then everything worked quite great. But it, for efficiency's sake, I essentially used the same post across Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, so that there was, again, you know, some economies of scale time-wise.
And how did you arrive at 2 posts per day? I usually recommend to businesses about 4 posts per day, because social media streams are usually time sensitive. And so if you want to be where the people are, you know, you post multiple times a day. How did you arrive at 2 posts per day?
Well, because, again, through trial and error, I found that when I did, you know, more, there were some days that I experimented with, and I described this in the book detail too, that there were some days where I sent out like maybe 8 tweets, and then I noticed some loss in followers when I was essentially kind of hyper-tweeting, if you will. And so then that became a problem. So I scaled that back and just arrived at 2 was the right number for not only driving traffic, but also then converting it into sales. Because I went through every single day for 150 days and measured the amount of traffic and the amount of sales and with that ratio of the number of posts and really found that it was that 6-to-1 ratio twice a day that produced the most traffic and the most sales. So for me, it was just statistics.
Now, your test took place over 150 days from June to November.
Right.
Talk about the setup time for your social networks. I mean, did you already have them in place, or when you decided to start the research, you created your Twitter account, LinkedIn, and Facebook accounts? How long did it take you to set up and kind of build your network so where you had enough followers to get some data?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, the official data collection started June 21st. But then, I really kind of launched my Facebook, if you will, around kind of January timeframe, kind of late January. But I really didn't get that process going because I was just kind of learning the environment and kind of how to use the platform, that kind of stuff. It's not overly complicated, but I wanted to experiment with it. So I would say that my social network kind of, as far as building, really started ramping up around March. So it was really March, April, May, kind of spending about 90 days there in building the social network before I actually officially launched the data collection.
And would you say, was yours a large network, a small network?
No, I would say that, I started from ground zero, and that was another thing that I wanted to test. Could a small business owner who is relatively unknown actually use social networking as the primary promotional tool to launch a product? I mean, that was essentially the basis of the test. I want to know if somebody from out of nowhere, with no marketing budget, could they use social networking as the primary promotional tool, not Google AdWords, not even search engine optimization. I didn't use any of the principles from the first book for that business website because I wanted to try and keep a very pure data set. I wanted to be able to measure specifically social networking impact from ground zero.
So, Stephen, do I hear you say that La Crosse is nowhere? Is that what you just said there, Ned?
Well, me.
I know. I don't want to upset the people in La Crosse. That's not what I meant.
As a small business author, because it was the first book. I mean, so who's, it's like, who's Stephen Wester from Adam? We don't know. And so I figured that was a really good test because if I could start to kind of build an audience from nothing, and here's what's funny, we just talked about like index pages on Google. At the time the first book came out, there was about 700 pages indexed on Google if you were to search on Stephen Wester, in quotes, the ZacMax search, 700 pages. If you go out and do it today, there's over 33,000 index pages. And it's not because, Stephen Wester is like a really wonderful person. It's because this content has kind of like mushroomed. And, all the tweets and all the Facebook posts and all the blog posts and retweeting and that type of stuff. So I, based on my experience, I can easily conclude that a small business owner out of nowhere can use social networking to really kind of build a profile, launch a product, and, generate online sales.
Let's talk a little bit about website content, because I read in the article where you said it was key for you to keep your sites high in the search engine rankings, and that meant, I guess, creating content. How did you strike that balance between site content and social media content? How do they relate?
So site content is important, just as, you're developing a podcast and so forth. All these different content pieces are important wherever they exist, because that's what gives you things to talk about within your social network. And so, if I wrote a blog post or if I wrote an article or if I was featured in an interview someplace, I put all that stuff out on my website. And then, depending upon the context of that content, if it was more kind of professionally oriented or lifestyle oriented, then I would just link to it within a Facebook status update or a LinkedIn status update. I would tweet about it. And so it was constantly I was developing content, essentially on my site, and then I was using the social networks as essentially a distribution channel to bring people to that content.
Hmm.
And I was tracking all of that effect through Google Analytics, which is a free tool, and many of your listeners probably already know about it. But Google Analytics gives you the ability to track where that traffic comes specifically from, and so that's how I was able to measure it so effectively.
How long do you think, using your formula here, how long do you think you can sustain sales through this social media activity?
I think it's, and I think probably an underlining piece of that question is, you know, will you wear out your audience?
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's why it's important to continue doing, like a lot of other marketing things that you probably, you know, suggest to your clients, because those give you the avenues to expand your network. If your social network was, you know, 100 people and it stayed 100 people, then yeah, you will wear out that audience just like any other, you know, marketing channel. So by, you know, being out and doing speaking engagements and meeting with customers and meeting new people through, you know, normal types of networking and getting interviewed in various, you know, media outlets and that type of stuff, that expands your network. And just as your personal network expands, your social network expands. And as long as that network continues to grow, then I don't think you wear out your audience. But, you know, it's just like any other promotional tactic that, you know, it needs to be nurtured, it needs to grow. Otherwise, yeah, absolutely, you will wear it out just like a direct mail list that you send to, you know, 15, 20 times without adding new people to it.
We're talking with Stephen Westner of the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse Small Business Development Center. He's also author of the upcoming book, soon to be released, Increase Online Sales Through Viral Social Networking. Stephen, all right, let's just then kind of summarize it and just give us a quick little formula. Let's say, okay, here are your steps. 1, 2, 3. Here's how you should get started, and here's what you should do.
You know, first step would be if they don't have, and many of your listeners probably already do, but if they don't have, you know, free Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter accounts, you know, they absolutely should. So open those free accounts, get familiar with the platforms. You know, the learning curve is relatively short, so open those free accounts right away. So you send out invitations and you start to build a base of your community.
Just a quick interjection. Should they set those accounts up, do you think, in their business name or as personal accounts?
Yeah, excellent clarification question. Thanks for asking that. In my experience, using a personal profile seems to be more effective than business profile. And the reason why, unless you're like Disney, and the reason why I say that is because from what I've seen from, you know, fan pages, which are now like pages, that they seem to be more sterile, that the relationship is not as close, that it's not as personal. But when you set up a personal profile page and you talk about what's going on in your life, professionally and personally, people get more engaged with that than they would, you know, if it was like a credit union page and you're always talking behind the wall of the credit union, so people are not really developing a relationship with you, Jay. They're developing a relationship with your business profile. If people want to get connected with Jay.
I got you off track there. So you start up each of your accounts, and then number two?
Yeah, so start getting engaged with the conversation. You know, send out status updates and network updates and start tweeting about, even if it's seemingly random things that you think that people are not going to care about, it gives you practice. Don't worry about making mistakes. Just get out there, start getting engaged with the conversation, start replying on people's or making comments on other people's status updates, and, you know, so you can kind of get familiar with how the technology works, which is really simple. People can do it in an afternoon if you'll start feeling comfortable with it. Then, as you start to get you know, friend requests and you start to kind of build your profile, then start following that 6-to-1 recipe. 6 life or professional-related posts for every 1 product or service-related post, and then start doing some testing. Start writing those status updates, you know, twice a day, and then every 3rd day, put in something about your service or products that links back to your business website, and start tracking the data. And be sure you're using something like Google Analytics on your website so you can, you know, track the data. You can start to see how many people came from Facebook, how many people came from LinkedIn and Twitter, and then obviously measuring conversion rates. And so that's just kind of like a real quick, you know, 4 or 5 steps to really kind of get the process going. In my experience, You have to invest in building a community. You have to invest in developing conversation before you can ever develop commerce.
Well, Stephen, tell us about your new book, because this has been very fascinating. Tell us, is some of the stuff in your new book, and what is your new book about?
The new book, as you mentioned, is called Increase Online Sales Through Viral Social Networking. And again, I like to do things very practical and tactical. I can't stand going to classes or seminars that are more conceptual. I want concrete stuff. So just like in the first book where I wrote 15 steps to be able to optimize your content, this one is 15 steps, everything from creating the accounts that I just mentioned in the first piece, all the way through step 15 of being able to distribute that content effectively, and specifically what type of content you should write, what it should look like, how you should talk about it, how you should or how you can build your network. Because most people think, well, geez, you know, who do I invite? How do I do that? How can I use speaking engagements to really kind of promote myself? And how do I start getting friend requests as opposed to always sending them out? How do I get people to find me? And so, you know, it covers this whole spectrum of building that audience and then being able to send out the right content in a step-by-step way to result in sales. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yes, and I like that. I like that practical application. So we'll look for that book. Your current book is The Small Business Owner's Handbook to Search Engine Optimization. Came out last year. Your new book, at least scheduled to be out this December, is called Increase Online Sales Through Viral Social Networking. We appreciate everything you showed us, and we thank you for doing the research that made this podcast possible. That's Stephen Westner. Hey, thanks for joining us on Power to the Small Business.
Thanks, Jay. Much appreciated. I appreciate the invitation.
Makes you want to try it, right? Stephen makes it sound so simple. Just follow steps A, B, and C. First, set up your accounts on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Post twice a day on each. Have a 6-to-1 ratio on personal professional posts to product pitch posts. That means every third day, send people to your site with a link to a product or service you sell. Now, one small thing here, this doesn't happen tomorrow, but you need to get started today. You still have to build your network on each of the social platforms. You heard Stephen say he did that for 90 days prior to beginning his campaign. So start now, and for the next 90 days, build your social networks by following people on each of the three platforms. Engage them with conversation and interesting posts. Then launch your campaign in 3 months. And that's the plan, isn't it? A big thank you to Stephen Westner of the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse and author of the upcoming book, Increase Online Sales Through Viral Social Networking, which you can pre-order, by the way, on Amazon. I will link to it in the show notes. Well, the summer is starting to wind down, and that means activity picks up. I will be at Product Camp Austin on Saturday, August 7th, with my presentation, Selling Your Soul, How to Turn Your Entrepreneurial Spirit into a Powerful Brand. Then in September, I'll be at two events being held simultaneously in Dallas at the Multifamily Pro Brainstorming event with my Build an Awesome Brand workshop. In the same facility at Optimization Summit, I'll be co-presenting Transformational Branding with my friend Eric Brown of Urbane Apartments Frame. I'll link to those events in the show notes. And all the show notes and links for this episode can be found at powertothesmallbusiness.com. That's also where you can add your comment or ask a question, make a suggestion for a future show or guest, and it's where you can subscribe in iTunes, the free and easy way to let the show come to you. My name is Jay Arrett. Catch you next time on the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arrett, the internet show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
And special thanks to Mary Lynn Foster of the Big Success Podcast for creating the opening and closing voiceovers of Power to the Small Business. You can find Mary Lynn at the Big Success Show, BIGGSuccess.com.